Alrighty, hello everyone, welcome to another issue of Comic Chronicle, and I have with us today a very great man, a man who starred in a movie of ours and has recently visited Star City, as well as escaping the, another parallel universe too. And go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
You know, you're too kind, Cody, you're too kind. Hey, it's Lee Shorten here.
I mean, welcome back to the FanCorp Network, man. It's a pleasure to have you. And hey, I can never be too kind. I just tell it like it is. What can I say? I'm truthful. Truthful.
Well, thanks for having us back. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's just thank you so much, man, for coming on. And, you know, congrats on the big thing. Because, I mean, you were on the Film World show, if you haven't listened to it, folks. Check it out. And we mostly, I listened to it again the other day. And we mostly just talked about our fandom for comic books there. It's true. It really does. So, like, it brings us to why you're here today is you were able to star on one of the legendary CW hero shows, Arrow.
Yeah. Did a little stint there. It was fun.
Yeah. And how was that, man? Like, I know you're a fellow comic book fan, but, like, how did you get the role? Like, was it one of those? Was it you answered the call? And, like, how did you feel when you knew that you were able to be at least a part on Arrow?
Yeah, you know, it's the classic kind of thing. You know, you get an audition, and I don't audition for Arrow a lot. Like, I go out for Supergirl a lot.
Really?
Yeah, but not Arrow very much. So I don't know. Who knows the reasonings for that? Mm. So maybe Supergirl's a little more diverse. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So it was cool. It's just this guy, Agent Tomlinson, who was supposed to be this Argus agent. And, you know, it's kind of a funny story, too, because I go there and everyone else there reading for this guy is like a middle-aged white guy.
Oh, God.
Which is not unusual for me. That is often par for the course. But so, you know, you go there and you're like, oh, well, I probably know what they're looking for, but that's cool. And then you do your thing. And then a couple of days later, I found out they wanted me to do it, which was nice. Because I'm a huge comic book fan, but then also particularly for this one, and like spoilers, but
oh, yeah, go ahead,
I knew I'd be working with Michael Emerson, and I've been a huge fan of his for years, so that was kind of like the icing on the cake for that.
Yes, and oh, big man, like I heard he was coming to the show, I was like, what? And if correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he voice Joker in the Dark Knight animated cartoons? The animated special?
I don't know. He might have.
I think he did. And someone out there is going to correct us. They're like, you call yourselves comic book fans, you fakers. Like, oh, shit.
A nerd cred just went, like, down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, God. We'll build it back up. But yeah, oh, such a fantastic actor. And you had to deliver, like, one of the heartbreaking scenes of the episode. One of the many heartbreaking scenes out of the episode, too. Like, you told him that his son was killed. It's like, oh. Oh, like, was that tough line to give? Or, because, I mean, for your phenomenal acting skills really gave it, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, thank you. I was pretty excited about that scene because, you know, a lot of the times you don't kind of get that, like, emotional stuff happening on some of these shows, right? You just kind of go in and, you know, yell, like, halt or freeze or whatever.
Yeah, and then get killed or something like that, I mean.
Yeah, so, I was pretty hyped for that. It was funny, though, because, you know, Michael is such a generous actor, and he's such a good actor. So we're doing that scene, and, like, I couldn't – like, I was getting a bit emotional, like, you know, even in character. I was, like, feeling really bad for this guy whose son was dead. And then, like, so we did a couple of takes like that, and then JJ, the director, who is also a really awesome professional and just so, like, collaborative, he's like, listen – I just want you to be, like, tougher on him. Like he's a villain. He's killed people. I don't want you to have any sympathy for this guy. And so,
oh, God.
It's like, that's tough, though, because Michael, you know, it's hard not to be sympathetic with him when he's given his all.
It'd be kind of hard. It's a hard thing to not to be sympathetic to a man who lost a child and then can act it really good, too. Like, that's just like, all right, so you got to have a cold soul. Like, oh, shit. And I know, Lee, you don't have a cold soul.
I try.
You can if the part's good, right?
But yeah, it was so weird. Like, filming the scenes with Michael is like, and I said to JJ on the day, it's like, I feel like my character is the villain right now. Like, I'm not letting him watch his son's game. I'm, like, telling him his son's dead. It's like, my character is kind of the asshole here. So.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, that character is like, he's like, can I just watch? It's like, no, just go away peacefully. It's like, oh, shit. Like, oh, God. All of a sudden, I watch him like, it's Lee. And then you came out and your guy was kind of a dick. And I'm like, oh, God.
It happens.
That is true. It does. But one question, man. Were you able to, quote unquote, keep the badge?
No.
Really?
No, I mean, they keep all that stuff. And
Are you saying that just because you don't want to get in trouble and it's secretly on a desk right next to you?
Yeah, I secretly stole it. I'm like holding it right now. I've actually never taken anything from set.
That's true. We talked about it. You got a man on a High Castle pillow, I think, was the one thing you got, if I remember right.
Yeah. And that was from the rap parties.
So, yeah, so you want to make sure you have a job. I respect that highly. I really do. Oh,
I mean,
boy.
As much as, like, it's tempting sometimes because some of these props and stuff, you know, they're amazing. So.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And that's why I had your picture on it, too. So I'm glad you had a picture of the badge at least. So that's at least something, too. But
yeah, it was cool.
What – I have a question, man. Were you able to, like, meet Stephen Amell or any of the hero cast on there at all?
Or... No, because, yeah, I was just working with Michael.
So, oh, okay. That's still a pleasure in itself. I just didn't know if, like, maybe you were determined to be like, I will meet Stephen Amell and, like, snuck off or something like that or went around.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Yeah, of course.
I'm dead, so you never know.
That's true. Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. I was thinking, like, I wanted to ask you because sometimes actors and actresses kind of, like, portray their future if they don't really know, and like kind of the part that you had, they kind of portray their future a little bit, what they think happened to the character, what they want to happen and whatnot. I mean, my thing was like, I'm thinking, well, if I know Lee, maybe the character, that agent was eaten by King Shark back in the day or something, or like later down the road. I don't know. Like, what do you think?
When we were discussing whether to take this role, you know, we did have a bit of a chat with the writers and. Mm. They indicated they might be interested in coming back, bringing him back to do some other stuff. But, I don't know what that will be. And I can only hope that happens. Hopefully I didn't fuck it up.
Hopefully. I think you're – trust me. I saw on Twitter a lot of people were giving you congrats on there too and congratulating on your acting, which is true. Like, in my opinion, you should have a way bigger role. But that's just me. Maybe I'm biased. I don't know.
I appreciate that. I really do. Yeah.
No problem. Yeah, who knows? I mean, there's still – you tried for Supergirl. You got on an Arrow. And, I mean, Argus is obviously involved in Legends of Tomorrow and Flash. So, hey.
That is true.
Yeah, so it's like – and you can maybe put that down the grapevine and be like, listen, Argus has been seen in Legends of Tomorrow in a couple episodes. I remember one episode they were dicks against metahumans. So, I mean, I think your character suits that role. So, and then, like, the Flash, I mean, they're on there every now and then. They hint at it, or, like, they did an episode where Argus and King Shark was in there with Captain Cold. So, who knows? I mean, like, you could easily be like, here, listen, maybe this character's at a base. Flash comes in or something like that, or meets one of the Legends or something like that. Like, he's a member of Argus. You know, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would totally be down because it's, you know, as we said, I'm a huge comic book nerd, and just getting to play in those worlds is so much fun. So, I'd definitely be interested.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully maybe they'll give you a part on Supergirl. It's like he's Earth. I can't remember the Supergirl Earth number, but he's like Earth something. And it's Agent Thomason right now. Or what was it's like, oh, my God. So, I mean, that would be really cool. But not to burn bridges with anybody. But you got to star in Arrow, but was Arrow the one you really wanted to star on? Is Supergirl the number one choice that you wanted to star on? Or what's your dream one to be on?
Of the four DC ones?
Yeah.
That's tough because they're all like, you know, even though they share a universe, they're distinct shows. And
yes. Oh, yeah.
I think what I liked about doing Arrow is my dad used to watch Arrow back in the day. He doesn't watch a lot of TV, so it's nice to be able to get those gigs that your parents actually understand.
Yeah, and that's
like,
true.
Oh, you're doing okay then, as opposed to like, I'm doing this show, and they're like, what is that show? And you're like, okay.
They're like, oh, okay, I never heard of it. And it's like, that's cool, though. Fun fact, me and my dad used to watch Arrow all the time, too, and he doesn't really watch that much TV anymore either.
It's like the dad show, apparently.
Maybe. Oh, my God. And the next thing you know, secretly, our dads have an Arrow podcast or something like that, and they're co-hosts or something like that. Oh my God! Secretly, we just uncovered the truth.
Yeah, Supergirl's really cool too, actually. Just you know, it's nice to have a show with a female lead. And
yes,
that's
true. And from one that works really hard, from what I've been hearing from behind the scenes from folks too. I mean, I've been like Kevin Smith. I listened to him a little bit, and he talked about working with her and what she does and that. Like, power to Melissa Benoist on there, because oh my god, she works. I mean, Poppy Grant Gustin, Stephen Amell, Melissa Benoist, and then the Legends crew. I mean, they all work so incredibly tough. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah, they're all really, like, from what I hear, they're all really dedicated professionals, which is, you know, it's nice. It's a pleasure to go and work with those sort of people.
Right, right. And, well, how was it on set, man, working on there? Like, it was, I mean, we talked about working with him, and what was it kind of like when you first got onto the set? Was it like, I've entered the Arrow universe?
Honestly, it was really cold.
Well, it's Vancouver. I mean, there's that.
Yeah, and we were shooting, like, I think it was December. It was just before Christmas. But I felt bad for Michael, because the scene where he's in, like, the where, you know, I tell him about his son.
Yeah, the shipping,
like,
container, yeah.
He's, like, in the shipping container. It's freezing cold. There's no heating in there. No. He doesn't have a jacket. I'm like, God, this is awful. But he was, like, such a champion about it.
Which is nice. It's nice to see the actors do that, too. It really, really is. Because, I mean, every now and then you get to someone like, it's too cold, or it's not this. It's like the kind of picky actors sort of thing. And I can say that. I've been working on a couple different sets. So it's been, I've seen my fair share of wide ranges of different actors and actresses, at the least.
Yeah, you get them, that is for sure.
Yeah, it's... Ooh, it's insane. And I want to, if in case he's listening, there was this actor on the Geico commercial I recently filmed yesterday, man. And I like the power. This is another story of like an actor who really gets dedicated in the role. And it was a Geico commercial. He just did a couple of scenes, but we did 2 hours of takes on different types of takes and whatnot. And for 2 hours, this man ate a chip every take, like a nacho chip. And he was almost puking and everything else, and he was still going for it. So shout out to that man that I worked with the other day, because, oh, my God.
Respect's a lot of chips.
Yeah, like for 2 hours. So it's like one every couple minutes, you know, you're eating it. It's like he's eating the whole chip, too. So and it's all that salt. He had a spit thing. He was drinking water. It's like, oh.
Wow.
So, yeah, you never know. So people out there, not all actors and actresses are dicks. Say the least. They're hardworking professionals, folks.
We try.
Yeah, right. So, wow. Man, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's insane. It is incredibly insane to know that you were on Arrow. Like, I really, really hope you get more gigs down the line, man. I really do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. What upcoming things have you been working on, man? Like, what has been the role, what has been the world for Lee Shorten recently? Kind of give the folks out there, you know, a little hint, I think. That you can speak.
Yeah, that I can talk about. Yeah, it's just a lot of auditioning right now. You know, it's pilot season, so it's a lot of just auditioning and hoping that something sticks. But, I mean, I'm doing a play as well, which opens in a week. And
What play?
It's a play written by a friend of a friend of mine. So it's like a local Vancouver playwright. And so she's like a big sci-fi chick. So it's about like the future, kind of where you can down, it's a bit like Altered Carbon in a way, like you can transfer your consciousness into a robot body and that kind of thing. So
Lee, that sounds like your type of show.
Yeah, it totally does.
Wow, like it really does. Like I'm seeing all this work and it's like one day I'll see that you post something about it or you'll tell me about it. It's like this one thing, it's like, oh, I was in this teen drama thing about pregnancy, and it's like, what? Like, what the hell's going on now? Like, what happened, Lee? Oh.
Yeah, sci-fi. I do like sci-fi. I'm actually watching Altered Carbon right now, about just over halfway.
Is it good? I've been meaning to watch it, but I'm just trying to catch up on so much shows. This is so much out there right now, and trying to work and everything, it gets tough. So is it worth it?
It is tough. There's so much content. Yeah, I think so. Like, it took me a little while to get in the groove of it. So, yeah, the last few episodes have been really, really solid.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you, man. You've entered the realm of DC. What about Marvel?
Yeah, man, I think this is like every actor's dream these days is to get into Marvel somehow, right? Like, be it television side or the film side, because they're just you know, they're kind of ruling the scene right now.
It's true. So. Even non-television, well, I don't know, television, what do you think? Like, excluding Netflix, I mean, they have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. What else is there?
I think it's only Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. aside from Netflix, right?
Yeah, just, well, there's a bajillion animated specials. I know that.
Right, that's true.
But, in the realm, I think television's owned by DC at the moment. But, yeah, Marvel's ruling cinema at the point right now. It really is. And then also, like, streaming stuff, yeah, it's ruling, to say the very least.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, like, I'm super hyped for Black Panther. Anyone who follows me on Twitter can probably tell that because I won't shut up about it.
It's true. It is very true. You won't. And I'm like, pretty happy. You retweeted something the other day about the Black Panther album. I saw someone posted a picture of it. And I'm like, I just realized I need to get that.
Yeah, dude, it is a solid album. It's really good.
Who does it? Who's part of the album on there? Like,
well, Kendrick kind of had he was like the curator, and really? Obviously he features on a lot of tracks as well, but I think he really put it together, so.
That's cool. Oh my god. Alright, well, iTunes, you're gonna get some more money from me today, to say the least, but, well, speaking of the Marvel, though, man, what's your dream? So we can kind of get this. What would be your dream show to be on? Or maybe production, but probably show would be easier to get on than the movies, because the movies, they're like, superbly strict on. What would be your dream television show to be on for Marvel?
For Marvel?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
And there's a lot, so I mean, it's not like you only have a little bit to choose.
You know what? Punisher, actually.
Punisher?
Of the ones that are up at the moment, uh-huh. Punisher, I think.
Really? The show that makes you want to drink and smoke so much weed because it's so depressing, but good at the same time?
it really took me by surprise. Like, I've never been a big Punisher, like, fan, like, in terms of, like, the original property.
Mm-hmm.
Punisher fans, I'm sorry, don't hate.
But, they hate, man. You're going to get the hate. Trust me. I've said before, they hate.
but John Bernthal, man, his work on that show was, like, incredible. Yes. Like, just what he did with the material was amazing, right? Like, he just brought so much depth and humanity to that character.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to get on a show and work with a guy like John would be phenomenal.
And he's a nice guy too. I've seen him at Comic-Con, met him at night. He's an incredibly nice laid-back guy. Despite
like
what people
the
make
opposite
think.
Of Shane and the Punisher.
Yes, so. Basically. He has, like, their vibe, but then it's, like, nice gentleman guy with it, too. Be like, hey, man, how's it going? What's up? And so, and then, like, he'll cuss. Like, I remember the Comic-Con panel he was on with the guy who played Foggy in Phoenix last year now. And, like, his daughter was crying. He's like, hold up, folks. And he went off stage, picked her up, and brought her onto the stage and was talking about all this different stuff with her right by, like Punisher killing people and shit. Like, it was insane. I got a picture of it somewhere, and because I was like, no one's going to fucking believe this. Nobody. That he's talking about blowing people's heads off and his, like, 6-7-year-old daughter sitting right there on his lap.
I mean, in a way, that's kind of cute.
It is. In a way, it is cute. I mean, come on. Like, you know, and she's, like, just trying to grab the microphone and eat it and everything like that. So it's kind of cute, yeah. So that would be amazing. But, Lee, I think you're probably going to get killed if you get on the Punisher.
That'll be okay, though. If I die at the hands of John Bernthal, I'd be all right with that.
That's true. Or there's also the Punisher villain, Jigsaw, that you might be getting killed by, too, as we saw.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Ooh, either one would be badass. Not even gonna lie, because it'd be just like all I would see. You'd probably tweet this picture saying, "Look, I did something for Marvel today, and it's just blood all over the ground."
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Like, oh god, that would be cool. So Punisher, really Punisher, out of all of them. All right, I dig it. It's not like there's nothing to choose from either. So
I know, right? There's a lot of choices. It's tough. They would all be pretty good. Like, Jessica Jones was cool. And, yes. You know, Luke Cage was amazing, so.
Daredevil. Love Daredevil.
Daredevil. Yeah. Daredevil was great, so.
Oh, yeah. But they're filming. I mean, who knows? Maybe you can be on the next Defenders season. Maybe on the next Iron Fist. I know Luke Cage is currently filming. I mean, I think you can go to New York, right?
I mean, yeah, I'd love to.
It'd be nice. It'd be so nice. Well, I got to say this, man. It's been a pleasure having you on today. It has been an absolute pleasure being able to talk to you again, not going to lie.
Oh, thanks, man. It's always good to catch up, and I love, like, you know, we always have good chats about comic books, and I love it, and it's, yeah, that's awesome.
Of course. So here's a new little thing I kind of want to start today is, what would be your recommendation list for comic fans that are listening to this right now? What do you think would be, I mean, I know what your release is, but what do you think would be the ones that you want to tell people go read currently right now?
Yeah, if you haven't already, because it's old, definitely go and get Alan Moore's run of Swamp Thing. Because that's like one of my favorites. And Alex Garland just said he's interested in doing a movie of that. So now's a good time as any to get on the Swamp Thing hype train.
Right, and supposedly he's in Justice League Dark whenever that's going to be filming.
Which would also be awesome.
Right, oh, that animated special is amazing. Lee, have you checked it out?
No, I haven't seen that one yet, actually.
Oh,
so.
Check it out. It's based on the comic books. It's got Swamp Thing, Constantine, Deadman, Zatanna, Felix Faust, Batman in it, a whole bunch of evil magic stuff going on against the Justice League. Oh, it's really good.
Dude, I'll have to check that.
Yeah, and it's really, and Matt Ryan, a guy who does Constantine, like, for everything, and I believe he's been born to play Constantine, he does the voice in the animated special, too.
Right? He's so good. I was so bummed when his show got canned, because he was Constantine. He was killing it.
Yes, well, he's back. I mean, he was on Arrow. Oh, you were part of that universe, too? Yeah, think about it. You were in the same show as Constantine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, and he's on Legends currently coming back, you know that?
Yeah, which is great. I can't get enough of him as Constantine. So
no, and he loves playing the role. And this is, and you ever hear how he got the role? Like what his audition was?
No, I didn't actually.
It's fascinating. It's one of those that proves that like you can just do whatever and send an audition, you will get it. He was like, I think drunk. There was barely any light, and it was recorded off of his phone, and he sent it in.
Wow.
And he got the part like the next day.
He must have really killed it.
I guess. And so they, like, you couldn't, and I remember them saying in an interview, they're like, yeah, we couldn't really see Matt's face at all, but we think he did a good job. And so we brought him in, and yeah, we liked him. Like,
that's crazy.
What? And what? Like, oh, it's, do you do auditions like that? I'm just curious. Like, is it your personal recommendation as a person who's doing a lot more on sets? And the last time we talked, I wasn't doing anything but school. Now I'm on sets with, like, Greg Rumberg and shit. But, like, what would you say? Is it okay if you get the chance, would send in that audio, like, off your phone or video off your phone for an audition?
I mean, to be honest, I tape a lot on my phone. But I usually have, like, I make sure the lighting is okay. But, yeah, I tape a lot on my phone because I do think at a certain point, like, it is about the performance, mm-hmm. not about, like, the tech. I mean, I think most productions and casting appreciate, like, you know, not everyone's going to go out and rent studio time to do a tape all the time, especially if they're taping a lot.
That's true.
So as long as, you know, it's steady, it's clear, and the lighting and audio are good, I think you're okay.
Okay. All right. Helpful hints from Lee Shorten, folks. And you know it will work because you've seen his body of work.
I've been very lucky.
That's true. And that is one of the things I think we talked about before, too, is that in the world of entertainment, it really, and especially creative arts and acting especially, it is a lot of luck. A lot of luck. It really, insane amount of luck. But, hey, you're doing good. You're doing good, man. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure. I will let you go because we got some stuff going on here today, and also let's let you go in so you can enjoy the rest of your day as well. Lee, we definitely need to catch up more, though.
For sure, man, for sure.
Yeah, we really do, and we just talk comics, talk what's going on. We can catch each other up on what we're doing, and it will stay between us 100%.
Because
there's some things, man. Like, there's some things I told you about. Like, I talked a little bit. I can't say what movie I was on recently, but and some of the parts I did, but, man, all I got is I'll give a hint off mic.
Do it.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're doing well too, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's you might love this, Lee. So let me close out. So folks, in case you want to follow Lee Shorten, where can they find you, Lee, on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, the same handle for both. It's LC Shorten.
Well, that's simple.
Yeah.
It always is. Well, you guys can find me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter, and then make sure you follow the FanCorp Network at RealFanCorp on Twitter and Instagram, and like the FanCorp Network Facebook page, and make sure you stay tuned to the FanCorp Network YouTube page for more stuff coming up. And folks, be sure to check out Lee Shorten in our own movie. Make sure you check out Phoenix Kaiju, folks, on the Film World Podcast and on YouTube. He was a killer role, and one that I got a lot of good reviews, actually, about your role, man.
Oh, really? awesome.
Yes, people loved you. They loved you, Wally, in the beginning, and they also loved the drone pilot that was in, too.
Oh, that's cool.
And as well as Corey Williams' retaliation scene with the military.
Awesome.
So, all right, folks, and make sure you stay classy, Star City.